The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia Da Vava Mebeis discusses the situation where there's an animal, there was a petach hamor. We're not sure if it's a petach hamor. We know that the halacha of a petach hamor is either it should be killed or it should be redeemed on a sheep. And here we have a situation where we have a suffolk petach hamor. So he redeemed it on a sheep. And now the status of a sheep is not clear. Is the sheep belong to the kohen, as is the halacha that the sheep that's used, the seh that's used, is given to the kohen, or it wasn't a petach hamor, and therefore it doesn't have to be given to the kohen. This discussion is relevant because as our sugya began, if there's something we're not sure if it should, if there's a suffolk bechor, if the kohen takes it, can he keep it? So Abaya says, "Am Abaya la milsa hada amri." I have a raya that if the kohen takes such an animal, he has no right to keep it. Because, as we just explained, if the kohen had a right to keep it, why would the halacha be that, as the Gemara said, that if this animal, the seh, jumps into the other animals, in middle of the other animals that are certainly the property of the Yisrael, that there's a halacha that we have to take maisa from it. The halacha, the Gemara says, is you could take maisa. Because if that is the halacha, it can't be that this seh may remain with the kohen. Because if there is a halachic permissibility for this seh to remain with the kohen, it turns out that this seh is a suffolk. This status is questionable, and an animal that's a suffolk, laba surihi, it can't be, you can't take maisa from it, and it can't be combined with other animals that are mechuyev maisa. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Masecht B'chayrus, kofetz achas menuyim, if an animal that was already counted, we know that the procedure for taking maisa behema is that we take all the animals into one area and then we lead them out one by one, and every tenth animal is marked with a red marker that is the maisa animal. The halacha is if one of those animals that was already counted jumps back in between the animals that weren't yet counted, and we can't identify which is the animal that jumped in, the halacha is kulam paturim. All the animals are now exempt from taking maisa. Because you have between them an animal that was counted. So Abaya's point is, if this animal belongs to the kohen, so how could the Gemara have said that it could be combined with the other animals? So Tosfos asked the obvious question. If indeed we have this one animal, and this question is relevant both to the case that we are discussing or to any time, a much simpler situation that we just spoke about, where an animal that was already counted jumped in between the other animals that weren't counted, all the animals now are exempt, cannot be counted for maisa. But why not? This one animal, asked Tosfos, the very maskil kofatz, is bottle between all the other animals that are mechuyev maisa. And we know there's a din d'oraisa, a bittel b'roiv. So why don't we rely on bittel b'roiv to say that they're all chayev maisa? So Tosfos goes through a number of answers that one would think, but says they're not good answers. One answer that one would think, it is a halacha based on the Gemara Masechet Beyadaf Gimel Mabeis, that Dovah Shebeminyan, something that is so significant that it's counted one piece at a time, never becomes bottle. So animal is certainly a Dovah Shebeminyan. Says Tosfos, that halacha that a Dovah Shebeminyan is not bottle is a din derabbanan. A din derabbanan cannot be used, a din derabbanan cannot be used to exempt a chiv maisa deraisa. Another teretz that Tosfos says one cannot say is we have a halacha that by a dover kavua, something that's established in its place, the halacha is that it's not bottle beroif. Kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. Says Tosfos, you can't say that here. He says, when do we say the concept of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami? When the Isser and the Heter are identifiable. And to explain what Tosfos means a little more. The classic example of where we say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami is if we have in a city 10 butcher shops. 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells non-kosher meat. So the roiv is selling kosher meat. But somebody went to a store and bought meat, but he doesn't remember which store he went to. Since each store is firmly established in its place, we say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. Here, the animal isn't kavua. Another teretz that Tosfos says one would think is that this is a barrier. And the Gemara Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Amun Aleph, teaches us that a barrier, a living thing, never becomes bottle. To that Tosfos says, that also isn't a good teretz. Because the halacha, that a barrier doesn't become bottle, suggests Tosfos, is only by an barrier that was usher from when it came into creation. Again, the best example I could give is a worm. A worm is very small, but we know that a worm never becomes bottle. But a worm is usher from the moment of its creation. Here, this cell wasn't usher, it only became usher later. And a fourth teretz that Tosfos says we shouldn't give is that maybe this one animal in our Gemara jumped into a situation where there's only one other animal, so there is no bittul beroif. Says Tosfos, that teretz also doesn't work, because let's learn the wording of the Gemara. Because Tosfos says, the Gemara says, kofetz echad min ha-menuyim le-toichon. So Tosfos says the word toichon doesn't teach us. Toichon means that there are many animals, not just one animal. So before we analyze terutzim that other Rishonim suggest, first let's try to understand some of the reasons, some of the terutzim that Tosfos ruled out. Tosfos says that we can't consider this a barrier is because a barrier is only something, as we just said, that's also from when it came into creation. Another point Tosfos said, that a dovish v'minyan is only a din derabbanan. So it seems that Tosfos' opinion is that a barrier maybe would be. The question is, why is a barrier bottle? So some want to suggest that a barrier is not bottle because it's a davar chashiv. But if that were true, then we have a very big problem. Tosfos says that a Dover Shabaminyan is not bottle, because that this the why can't we give an answer that a Dover Shabaminyan is not bottle? Because a Dover Shabaminyan, says Tosfos, is only not bottle with Rabbanon. And here we're talking about a Chiv Derais of Maisa. But if the din of Berry is the same as the din of a Dover Shabaminyan, so why doesn't Tosfos give the same teretz? That a Berry is only a din de Rabbanon. So from here we see that the din of Beria is different than the din of a Dover Shebaminyan. And that the Beria, it seems Tosfos' opinion would be, is not the din of a Beria is a din deraisa, that it's not bottle. And the only reason Tosfos says that over here I can't use that teretz is because here it's not the barrier that doesn't become bottle, because the only barrier that doesn't become bottle is a barrier that's also from when it's creation. However, the crazy uplacy makes a very interesting point. He says it could be that just like the aloch of a Dovish Shabaminyan is not bottle, Tosfos says is only a din de Rabbanon, so too is a din of Beria, that it's not bottle, but it's only a din de Rabbanon. So if so, why didn't Tosfos just say so? So the crazy placey says there are two types of takanas de Rabbanon. Sometimes Chazal make a rule and they give strength to their rule that it should have the same din like a din d'oraisa. And sometimes Chazal only institute a rule as a gzeira, as a chash, that we shouldn't come to be over a d'oraisa. Says the crazy placey that even though perhaps both of these dinim, the din of a Beria and the din of a Dover Choshev, Dover Shabaminyan are not bottle, are only dinim de Rabbanon, they perhaps work differently. And Beria, even though it's a din de Rabbanon, Chazal gave it the status of a din de Raisa, whereas the halacha of Chashev, the halacha of a Dover Shabaminyan remains a Drabonim. And that's why Tosfos didn't say by Beria the same vort that Tosfos says by Dover Shabaminyan.